Mid-mornings with Lee Chambers. Cambridge 105.
Well, if you've been listening to Cambridge 105 over the last 3 weeks or so, you're probably aware that our charity of the month for June is Headway in Cambridgeshire. Headway support people with brain injuries, either incurred through strokes or road traffic accidents. They also support people with neurological conditions. Last week, I went to their headquarters at the Ira Darwin Centre in Foulbourn, and I met services manager Kathy Bullock there. She showed me around their head office, which is also home to the facilities they provide to help people with head injuries. So we're standing here in what looks like art room at the Ida Darwin Centre. I'm with Kathy. It is an art room, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. So this is where all the creative activities that we do here happen. We have artists and art therapists who kind of lead group sessions, looking at a range of different art mediums. So we do some fine art, we do some clay work, and it's really about developing the clients that come here skills, both as artists, but also looking at kind of the rehabilitation side of things, so looking at fine motor skills, looking at group work, communication skills while that session's going on.
There's some beautiful things here, and through that doorway I can see another beautiful space. What's this?
Right, so yeah, this is going to open out now into our therapy garden, which is a space that we've developed over several years. When we came here, it was just all green grass, and we now have beautiful flower beds, we have a polytunnel, we have a bushcraft area at the back, we have an eating area. Our garden is here for several reasons. So we have beautiful plants and a mixture of planting, which is both beautiful to look at and sensory, provides a really rich sensory environment. But it's also quite practical, so we grow all our own fruit and veg here, which is then used in our life skills cooking sessions, which the clients both grow, so from seed to plant, and then it goes into the pot to create something delicious.
And there is something very therapeutic about being outdoors, isn't there?
Absolutely, absolutely. And we find actually people growing things from seed. The growth is very representative of the growth that people are doing here in terms of their rehabilitation. And in terms of memory as well, people can perhaps who struggle with their memory can actually look at a seed and look at a plant and remember the actual act of planting that. As well as that, there's the kind of environment. If you just come out here, it's very peaceful, it's very tranquil, it's very rich. We've got rabbits coming in the garden, we've got muntjac deer, we've got insects, and we've focused on kind of planting and an environment that attracts insects as well and wildlife. So it's a very rich environment.
Yeah, I'm very tempted to stay here myself. But what about physical rehabilitation?
Okay, yeah, we can go and look at that. I'll take you to our rehabilitation gym just up the road.
So here we are at the gym. The sound's in the background. It's being used.
Yes, absolutely. So this is our rehabilitation gym. And as you can see, we've got a mixture of equipment. So some of it's stuff you'd usually see in a gym, like the weights, benches, a treadmill. And then we also have some specialist adaptive equipment for people who need to practice and increase their mobility. So we have a seated cross trainer and kind of seated bike. So there's something for everybody in here. The aim of the gym is to help people with whatever their goal is. So whether it's about weight management, whether it's about mobility and increasing the range of movement that people have, whether it's about fitness, or whether it's just about feeling good, we can certainly kind of offer that to people here.
How many people would you get coming to use the facilities here at the Ida Darwin Centre?
We have between 15 and 20 people kind of each day coming in. We work across the week and we have people throughout the county coming to see us here because there's not many places in the county that offer these kind of specialist facilities.
So it's not the same 15 or 20 people in total. You're probably looking at maybe, what, 80 to 100 people a week?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely, yeah. And people with a range of kind of different brain injuries. So we have people with strokes, people with acquired brain injuries, people with traumatic brain injuries from things like road traffic collisions, assaults. So a real range of different people that come and use this facility. So alongside the therapeutic work we do here, we also do a lot of cognitive and well-being work. So people might come here to understand about their injury and cover things like kind of memory, concentration, fatigue management, and learn kind of how they can adapt to live with some of these things that they experience post-brain injury. This group that we're just about to go into is a positive thinking group. So it involves discussion about how people can keep themselves well, how they can kind of live and think positively following their brain injury. And we find that group dynamic and that peer support really, really important part of people's rehabilitation.
Okay, and we can creep in, can we? Hello, we're from Cambridge 105. Can I just sit in on your group? Is it all right to record?
Yeah, is that all right? That's fine. I've never known you be shy anyway, I think.
We're the noisiest group in here, aren't we?
Yes,
you
are.
Usually our job. So this is the group we call Positive Thinking, and we meet on a Tuesday afternoon. We look at all kinds of things from psychology about how to be happier, how to deal with problems, how to improve our memories and all that kind of interesting stuff. And then sometimes we have a gossip and a laugh, don't we?
Yeah. That
helps. And what's your background? Are you a counsellor?
So I'm a volunteer. I come and volunteer on here on a Tuesday. My name is Chris Markham, and I have a background in business, but I also trained as a psychologist. Yes, so since I've been away for a couple of weeks, I was just going to ask you what your news is. What's been happening in the last couple of weeks?
Do you know, I can't remember.
Uh-huh.
It was obviously not exciting enough.
How about you, Colin? Have you been jetting around to see family, to see your grandchildren?
Next week.
Next week, they're scheduled, are they?
Sort them out.
Now, you usually have something lined up for them. Have you got something in mind this time?
We should be doing a bit of gardening, haven't
we? Yeah, Did you hear some of that survey stuff about how a lot of young kids think that lots of vegetables they think are man-made or grow on trees?
Yeah.
They think things grow on trees. Spaghetti grows on trees and stuff.
You mean it doesn't, Chris?
Well, Sonia would be able to tell us that, being a professional.
In fact, some years ago, people did ask me, do spaghettis grow? Because I come from Italy, you know. I said, spaghetti, no, you make them by hand. You roll the pasta, flour and egg and whatever else by hand. I said, Michael, it must take hours to make spaghetti, they're so small and so thin, you know. They were totally amazed. Yeah, exactly. That's the kind of questions I got.
Can I ask you all what you get from this group? What benefits you get from the group? Why you come to this particular positive thinking group?
When anybody has a brain injury, it's always quite common that they either lose mobility, speech problems, but mostly, most people lose a lot of cognitive skills. Long-term memory, short-term memory, very common. And this is what we get with this group. Improves on lost cognitive skills. From that, we have a lot of fun and a lot of banter.
And we get ideas and tips as well, don't we?
Mm.
You know, thrown around.
Sometimes, and I think people have a lot of tips for each other, don't they? We've often come up with ideas for solving different people's problems. And like Colin says, quite a lot of banter and teasing goes on. Yes, we do a bit of that.
It does anyway.
Do you agree?
I fully agree. Oh, I love coming to this group. It's so relaxed and everyone really shares openly anything that comes through our mind. There is no censoring. And our friend Chris, I forget your name every time I have to look at you.
That's all right, but that's why I wear
Sorry.
It.
Yeah. He's so open to any ideas. It's wonderful. We can relax and enjoy.
Well, I have a lot of problems with my mood. And so it depends on whether I'm having a good day or a bad day. I seem to be stuck with this alternating pattern. And it's with the hope that I can eventually break this pattern, but I can't.
Like every meeting is different, is that right?
Mm. Yeah, so we generally run in sort of blocks of about 10 sessions or so, and we generally have a theme, so that the last block we just finished was about relationships.
Mm.
So I don't know if you remember, we looked at things like what it was like to have friends in childhood and what our relationship with our parents is like, or what it's like to be a parent.
And with our children, I was about to add that's all. Because the relationship between mother and daughter, for example, is quite something. It can be quite fiery. Yes.
And then thinking about even grandchildren or colleagues, you know, there's all kinds of relationships. And
it's been great, great from getting to know each other. Because we throw different ideas about. We get to know people's thoughts on different things. And that's always a good thing, to getting to know each other.
Yes, that was a thank you there to everybody from Headway Cambridgeshire for just being very open, allowing me to roam around their head office there in Forbonne at the Ira Darwin Centre. Kathy Bullock in particular, the services manager, who showed me around, and all those people there in the Positive Thinking Group for letting me sit in on that. If you want more information about Headway Cambridgeshire, as I say, they support people with brain injuries and neurological conditions, then go to their website, which is headway-cams.org.uk. It's 11:42.